Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Search Inside Yourself by Chade Meng Tan. So, Sophie, a Google engineer writing a book about mindfulness, what's that all about?
Hey there, Sam. It's actually one of the most practical books on emotional intelligence I've ever read. Tan was one of Google's earliest engineers, and he created a course there that became this book. It's all about training your mind to be more focused, self-aware, and empathetic, which he says is the key to both career success and personal happiness.
Right. And the core idea is that attention is the foundation of everything. It's like the muscle you need to build before you can do anything else.
Exactly. He says you can't manage your emotions or understand others if you can't control where you place your attention. And he backs it up with neuroscience, showing that mindfulness actually strengthens the prefrontal cortex, which is like the CEO of your brain, and calms down the amygdala, which is your fear center.
So it's not just woo-woo. It's like going to the gym for your brain. The first pillar is self-awareness, right? Being able to observe your own thoughts and feelings without getting swept away.
Yeah, and he has this great way of explaining it. Instead of being the thought, like, I am angry, you become the observer. I notice there's anger. That creates a gap between stimulus and response, and in that gap is your freedom to choose a better reaction.
So when someone criticizes you, instead of snapping back, you notice the heat in your chest and the tight jaw, and you just pause. That's powerful.
And then the second pillar is self-management. He busts the myth that emotional intelligence means suppressing your feelings. Instead, he says all emotions are useful data. Anger signals a boundary violation. Fear signals a threat. The problem is our habitual reactions.
He has this 5-step method for dealing with difficult emotions, which he calls SBNRR, stop, breathe, notice, reflect, and respond. It's a simple framework to avoid blowing up.
Right, and he also reframes motivation. It's not about whipping yourself into a frenzy. It's about connecting your work to a deeper sense of purpose. That's what sustains you in the long run.
Okay, so what about empathy? That's the third pillar, and I think that's where things get really interesting.
He breaks empathy down into 3 types: cognitive, emotional, and empathic concern. And he argues it's not a fixed trait, it's trainable. The training starts with self-empathy, being kind to yourself, and then extends to others.
He has that loving-kindness meditation practice. You start with yourself, then a loved one, then a neutral person, then a difficult person. It sounds fluffy, but he says there's research showing it increases positive emotions and even physical health.
And there's also empathic listening, where you're not just waiting for your turn to speak, you're really trying to understand the other person. In a workplace, that's a superpower for negotiation and teamwork.
So the final pillar is learned optimism and positive relationships. He draws on Martin Seligman's work on explanatory style.
Yes, pessimists see negative events as permanent, pervasive, and personal. Optimists see them as temporary, specific, and external. And you can train yourself to dispute those pessimistic thoughts with the ABC model: adversity, belief, and consequence.
So it's not about being naive. It's about being flexible and accurate. And when you combine that with empathy, you get the foundation for strong relationships.
He even gives a formula for giving feedback without triggering defensiveness: state the facts, express your feelings, communicate your needs, and make a clear request.
And throughout the book, he makes this bigger argument that all this inner work leads to world peace, which sounds hilarious coming from a Google engineer, but it's actually logical. If we all understood ourselves and others better, there'd be less conflict.
Exactly. And the best part is it's all practical. He gives exercises like the 1-minute breath and the Just Like Me practice. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to practice consistently.
So the takeaway for me is that emotional intelligence is not a fixed trait you're born with. It's a skill you can train, and it starts with paying attention to your own mind.
And if you want to explore more ideas like this, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Ultimately, Search Inside Yourself reminds us that the most powerful technology for creating a better world is the human mind itself. One breath at a time. We'll see you in the next one.